I was wondering, what should I say? Omkar Prabhu, how are you? This morning I was inquiring about you. Yeah. How are you doing? Let me see, after the program, I would like to speak to you about. Do you all know Omkar Prabhu? Very special involvement. In Mayapur, we are developing a city. And Omkar Prabhu, it is a good wife, are actually doing the master plan for the city. Very big responsibility, and he's executing that responsibility in a very, very efficient way. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I was thinking, today I will, this session, what if I make it into a question-answer session? I have noticed that often devotees have questions that they want to ask but do not get a forum, proper situation to ask. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes.
And you can ask the questions in any language. In whichever language you'll ask the question, you'll get the answer. In English, Hindi and Bengali, I can ask. But if the question is Tamil... anyway... All South Indians speak English. So South Indians have to ask the questions in English. Because generally, the spiritual topics are presented through question answer. Consider, what is Bhagavad Gita?
Conversation between...
Arjuna is asking questions. Krishna is answering. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Parikshit Maharaj is asking, Sukadeva Goswami answering. The sages of Naimisharanya asking, and Suta Goswami is answering. Vidura is asking, Maitreya Rishi is answering. King Nimi is asking, Nagajogendra is answering. So that is how knowledge is actually transmitted. Pariprashnena. Pariprashnena means sincere inquiry, and then upadekshanti te jnanam. Then senior Vaishnavas, junior Vaishnavas, juniors ask and seniors answer. So who will ask the first question? If you don't, then I'll ask you the question. Yes.
But as we endeavor for devotional service, there are constant disturbances within the material world, and there are constant disturbances from various directions. How do we continue with the devotional service? I mean, it doesn't matter whether we are new to the movement or whether we've been in it for 30 years. As we try to deliver our service, there's constant anxiety and constant disturbances. How do we stay the course and remain fixed and get successful eventually?
Okay, so the question is that while rendering devotional service, we come across so many obstacles, so many impediments. So how to continue in spite of all that? Rupa Goswami is answering that. Utsahan nishchayan trayjyat tat tat karma pravartana. Utsahan, we should maintain our enthusiasm, no matter whatever happens. And then you can go back, again Rupa Goswami, nectar of devotion, is pointing out anukullasya sankalpaya pratikullasya vibhajana. Whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness, we have to accept that. And whatever is detrimental, we must reject that. So, this is how we remain fixed up on the path. Is this going to please Krishna? If it is going to please Krishna, then as his servant, I'm going to do anything that's necessary. Isn't that the attitude of a good servant? To please my master, to serve my master, I will do anything. Even if I have to give up my life, I will do that. So that is the fundamental principle of utsaha, enthusiasm. And nishchayat, full conviction. If I serve Krishna, then success is bound to be there. Because I am serving the Supreme Personality of God. He is the Supreme Controller. Just like, if a rich man's servant wants to do something for the master, will he have any difficulty? There may be some difficulties, but the thing is that the master will provide him with all the facilities that are necessary. So that is nishchayat, the full conviction, 100% confident that devotional service is going to be the ultimate result. And dhaijyat, if the success doesn't come immediately, then one has to be patient. What's the problem? I have my whole life. Even if in this life I cannot, there'll be other lives, right? So all I want is to continue to serve Krishna in whichever situation I am in, life after life. Mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatar kutti amaita pittari. Therefore, the simple answer to your question is, don't give up when you stumble. Don't give up if you are facing some obstacle. And you can rest assured that eventually what appears to be like a stumbling block will be removed, and that stumbling block will become your stepping stone to your spiritual progress. Thank you. Thank you for a very nice question. And I think that's a question of everybody. Everybody faces that. As you said, even new devotees face the situation. And this is how Krishna tests our sincerity. Okay, you're saying that you have dedicated your whole life, you have dedicated everything to serve me. Let me see. Right? So this is how Krishna tests our sincerity. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes?
I have a question on Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
In the sixth chapter, Sri Krishna says Arjuna, says to Arjuna, Udharyad Atmanam 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 Asadhyad. Means he is encouraging the self-effort actually. He is asking, one should uplift oneself. Again, Krishna says in the 18th chapter, Sarva Dharman Paritya, where he is emphasizing self-surrender. So how to reconcile these two and when it is applicable?
Very good, very good question. Yeah. See, 6th chapter is describing about yoga. Ashtanga yoga. Predominantly. Basically. Yoga is a process of controlling the mind. Yoga Chitta Vritti Nirodha. That's the first principle, first aphorism of the Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Yoga is a process of controlling the mind. Because mind is the problem. Chanchala hi mana Krishna. Chanchal means, you see, mind's business should be to completely... Let's just go into it. What is the mind? Mind is the faculty through which we channel our consciousness. Consciousness flows through the mind. Now, if the mind is towards the material direction, then the consciousness flows towards the matter. And world of matter means the world of enjoyment, world of, you know, exploitation. I won't say enjoyment. Actually, the world is not the world of enjoyment, it's the world of suffering. But a living entity wants to enjoy in this. And the way he wants to enjoy is through exploiting the objects of the senses. And that's why his mind is always, you know, flickering, always wavering, unstable. Constantly running from one object to another, trying to enjoy. That's why there's a need for this process of yoga, controlling the mind. And now he's saying, Uddhared Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avashadhe. The soul can be delivered by the mind. But this Atma can be a friend. The mind can be a friend or it can be an enemy. If the mind is flowing towards matter, trying to exploit the world, exploit all the objects of the senses, then that mind is an enemy. But if that mind can be focused to Krishna, if the mind can direct our consciousness towards Krishna, then it's a friend. So that is what he is pointing out. That the mind is actually the faculty through which our consciousness is flowing. Now, whether we'll allow our consciousness to flow towards the material direction or to spiritual direction. Now, again, what is the difference between material and spiritual? What is material? What is spiritual? Where we put ourselves in the center, that is material. When Krishna is the center, that's spiritual. It is not a geographical consideration. It's not a consideration of space. It is a consideration of consciousness. If I put myself in the center, that's material. If I put Krishna in the center, that's spiritual. Therefore, with our mind, what we have to do is always think of Krishna and always try to serve Krishna. So when we do that, then the mind becomes our friend. If we fail to do that, then that mind is our enemy. And that's why at the end Krishna is saying, Sarva Dharman Paritarjati. Stop all your nonsense activity. Right? And just surrender it. Right? So there is no conflict, there is no contradiction. Just the same point has been made in two different contexts. Does it answer your question? Thank you.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yes. আমি যা বলছি বুঝতে পেরেছ যে যার যে ভাষায় যে প্রশ্ন করবে সেই ভাষায় যদি বাংলায় যদি কোনো প্রশ্ন না থাকে তাহলে
হরে কৃষ্ণ মহামন্ত্র মে পহলে মে জব ইনিশিয়ালি কুছ নহীন জানতা থা তো ইয়হাঁ পর জো রাম হ্যায় तो राम भगवान का जो राम अवतार त्रेता युग में आया था वो समझ रहा था कि ये राम वही है। बाद में प्रभुपद के पपड़ पढ़ा तो राम का अर्थ मैंने पढ़ा कि बलराम है। फिर बाद में डिवोटी लोगों से सुना यहाँ राम का अर्थ राधिका रमन ऐसे कुछ से, तो जी महाराज तो ये कंफ्यूजन।
ये राम का बहुत अर्थ हो सकता है, एक मेरे पड़ोसी राम भी हो सकता है और एक तो परशुराम भी राम है, परशुराम का नाम भी राम है। श्री रामचंद्र सीतानाथ सीतापति सीताधिपति वो भी राम है, बलराम भी राम है और राधिका रमन श्री कृष्ण भी राम है। तो ये संबंध ध्यान का विचार है। जिस भावना लेकर तुम उनको सोचोगे वही है उनका परिचय। कौन भावना लेकर तुम राम को बुला रहे हो, ये भावना ही है संबंध। समझा? अच्छा, तो आप बताओ, ऐसे शुरुआत में हम बलराम को शरण लेते हैं क्योंकि बलराम ही भक्ति का धारक है, तो इसलिए राम के माध्यम हम बलराम के रूप में सोच सकते हैं। जो राम भक्त है वो तो श्री रामचंद्र को याद करेंगे इस राम के माध्यम, जो बलराम के भक्त हैं वो बलराम को सोचेंगे, राम कृष्ण श्री कृष्ण और बलराम इस भावना लेकर। बल्कि जब हम राधा रानी के संपर्क में सोचेंगे तब वहां तो बलराम नहीं रहेंगे, तो तब वो राम कौन है, वो है श्री कृष्ण चंद्र। अर्थात ये राधा रानी के माध्यम जब हम विचार करेंगे राधा रानी के प्रति, तब हम राधा कृष्ण को ही जब हम याद करेंगे, राधा कृष्ण के पास जब हम अपना हार्दिक भावना पेश करेंगे तो ये होंगे श्री कृष्णचंद्र राधिका। ठीक है,
যে যে আসছিল এবং সীতা তো লক্ষ্মীপতি শুনে যতটুকু শুনেছি আমার একটু ডাউট আছে, সত্যযুগে কে কে ছিল রামের সঙ্গে কে কে আসছিল?
সত্যযুগে ভগবান যখনই আসেন তখনই তার সঙ্গে তার শক্তি
আসে। সীতা কে ছিলেন, লক্ষ্মণ কে ছিলেন?
সত্যযুগে রাম লক্ষ্মণ আসেন,
ভুলে যাচ্ছে
সেই অবতারে তিনি ব্রহ্মচারী, তাই সীতা দেবীর সঙ্গে লক্ষ্মী দেবীর সঙ্গে, কিন্তু বরাহ দেবীর সঙ্গে ভূমি দেবী আছেন পৃথিবী, যার মাধ্যমে নরকাসুরের জন্ম। নৃসিংহদেবের সঙ্গে লক্ষ্মী দেবী আছে, রামচন্দ্র কেম উইথ সীতা দেবী, হাউ ডিড হি প্রবাবলি হি মেন্ট অলসো দ্যাট ইন দ্বাপর যুগ কৃষ্ণ কেম উইথ রাধা রানী, ইন ত্রেতা যুগ দ্যাট সেম রাধা কৃষ্ণ কেম উইথ সীতা রাম, so how did he come in Satyuga? So the answer to that is whenever the Lord comes, he comes with his pleasure potency. Like Radha Krishna becomes Vasudev, then Radharani becomes, you know, Satyabhama. Chandravali became. Then he comes as Krishna comes as Narayan, Lakshmi Devi. So when Krishna came in Satya Yuga as Varahadev, then Bhumi Devi was his consort. Bhumi Devi. When he came as Lord Rishingadev, Lakshmi Devi was with him. But when he came as the Yugavatar of Satya Yuga, as Hamsavatar, so in that incarnation he is a Brahmachari. So then he will come with his consort. Okay, so it's going English, Hindi, Bengali.
Maharaj.
Yes, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, generally, devotee should be humble and he should not confront with others and should not, you know, argue or get angry. But in material world, what happens, we deal with so many different kind of people, different mentality. So if anger comes or, say, argument comes or confrontation comes, how can we deal as a devotee?
Yeah. You see, the question is that devotee should be humble. He shouldn't be angry. He should avoid confrontation and so forth. But in the material nature, there are so many situations when they are unavoidable. So what should be done? That's the question. You see, as I just mentioned, there are material and spiritual. These are two considerations. And what is material when you put Asa in the center? What is spiritual when you put Krishna in the center? Now, the consideration is that everything should be used in Krishna. Even anger can be used in Krishna's service. Right? Like Hanuman. He's a personification of anger. In that way, Hanuman is an incarnation of Rudra. And then Prabhupada is saying, Arjun must have been so angry at the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Because without being angry, how can you fight? I mean, how can you go to the extent of killing your own relatives? So how angry he must have been. So it's not that the devotees are always lovey-dovey. when it's necessary, we will use anger. But the thing is that we have to be careful that it's for Krishna's sake, not for our sake. The purpose should be Krishna consciousness. Yes?
How to increase love for Krishna?
By developing a love for him. Okay. Okay, I'll elaborate. Love is an outcome of attraction. When we're attracted to something or somebody, then we feel love for that person or that object. Right? Now, you see, to love Krishna is very easy. To love Krishna is the easiest thing that can ever happen. Because Krishna is all attractive. Only thing is that we have to become exposed to Krishna. We have to become exposed to Krishna, because when you become properly exposed to Krishna, then Krishna is all attractive. We'll naturally be attracted to him. And that attraction will culminate into love. Therefore, the first consideration is sadhu sangha. Satang prasangan. association of the sadhus. Why? Because mama birja sambhido. In the association of devotees, we get to hear about Krishna's wonderful qualities, which are extremely powerful. Extremely powerful because that attracts our consciousness, that attracts our attention. Just like magnet attracts iron particles, similarly Krishna will attract us because he's all attractive. Then love will automatically become manifest, automatically be there. Therefore, the, you know, as you say, how can we develop our love for Krishna? In order to do that, we have to build the association of the devotees, advanced devotees, those who have developed their love for Krishna. And out of their love for Krishna, they simply want to speak about Krishna. And by hearing about Krishna's wonderful qualities, we become naturally attracted to him. Like many of you, Krishna's queens did not hear, did not see Krishna, but they fell in love with Krishna. Like Rukmini, she heard about Krishna. And just by hearing, and not only that, you know, like they were telling her father about Krishna. Narada Muni was telling her father. She overheard and fell in love with Krishna. Same thing happened to Mitra Brinda. Like, just by hearing about Krishna, they fell in love. So if it can happen to them, it can happen to us also. Only thing is that we have to hear about Krishna. And we have to give up our envious attitude. You see, what is envy? This is an important thing to consider. Envy, in the 11th canto, when Prabhupada was instructing King Nimi, he actually is pointing out that we should give up envy towards our superiors. See, envy is automatically, envy develops towards the superiors or those who are more qualified. So, when we see that someone is more qualified than we are, when we see that someone is better than us, then we develop this envy. Now, who is the best? Krishna. But as long as we have this tendency of envy, we'll become envious of Krishna. We'll think, why him? Why not me? That is why that tendency has to be given. Krishna is the supreme. Therefore, he deserves everything because everything belongs to him. Now, bhoktaram yogya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Now, he is the supreme enjoyer because he is the supreme proprietor. So let's just accept him in that way. He is the supreme proprietor. Now, as long as we remain envious towards him, we won't be able to develop that love for him. But when you develop a love for him, then what will happen? Just as when you love somebody, when someone whom you love becomes glorified, do you become envious or become happy? Right? Say your son did so well in the studies. How do you feel? Do you have a son? Yeah, how do you feel? Right. Don't become envious. Oh, why he did so well? Why? Because you love him. Similarly, when we develop a love for Krishna and we hear about Krishna's wonderful achievements, Krishna's, you know, unparalleled activities, then we feel proud that my Krishna has done that. So that is the thing that we have to do. Develop our love for him. Develop our appreciation for him. By recognizing that he is so dear to me. He is not far away from me. He is not distant from me. He is very close to me. He is my closest Then only we will develop that appreciation of Krishna's activity. Thank you. Yes? Okay. Very good, very good. You see, in order to bring new people, we have to go to them and preach to them. Become a good salesman. What does a salesman do? He goes out to sell his product. Does he expect that the customers should come to him? He goes out of his way. And what does he do? He speaks about the product. And that is how the natural attraction for the product is generated. And he presents also himself in such a way. He dresses up nicely and speaks nicely. Takes him to a party, entertains him. So do that. Just follow the footsteps of a good salesman. And you become Krishna's salesman. Like, behave with them so nicely, speak to them about Krishna so nicely, tell them all the benefit that they'll derive by becoming Krishna conscious. Now bring them to the Krishna conscious parties. And that's how they will become attracted. Yeah, give them the knowledge. In that respect I have to say that the first thing is you have to know why you have become a devotee of Krishna. Why did you become a devotee of Krishna? Tell me. Yeah, why? Then the problem will be that somebody will say, well, my father is worshipping Lord Shiva. My mother is worshipping Durga. So I should follow Durga, I should follow Shiva. No, that should not be the way. Become situated in knowledge. Know your product. If you want to sell your product, then know your product. And then promote your product. If yourself do not have appreciation for your product, how can you sell it? You develop your appreciation first. Become a devotee yourself. Not by because my father was a devotee of Krishna, therefore I'm a devotee. If your father was a devotee of Ravan, would you become a devotee of Ravan? Anyway, okay. So for the benefit of others, I will point out, okay, there are demigod worshippers. Right? In India, there is no dearth of demigod worship. Like, Maharashtra is famous for Ganesh. That is the cool. Now I'm talking about the genuine one. Generally, people in India, in different parts, you find different popular demigods. In North India, you find Devi worshippers. In Gujarat, you get?
Yeah, Ambe.
Anyway, in Bengal, you get Kali worshippers. Yes. In South India, you get Murugan worshippers. So, different demigods worshipping is there. Now, the consideration is who are these demigods and who is Krishna? Is Krishna a demigod? So for that, you have to understand that there are two considerations. Devas and Bhagavan. Devtas and Bhagavan. Kartik. Is Kartik Bhagavan? Is Murugan Bhagavan? Who is he? He's a Deva. Is Ganesh Bhagavan? Deva. Is Lakshmi Bhagavan? Devi. is Kali Bhagavan? But who is Bhagavan? Krishna is two Bhagavans. Right? Now, what is the difference between Devi Devas and Bhagavan? Devi Devtas are the controllers of different affairs of the material nature. In the material nature, there are universes. Right? And in the each universe, there are different departments. Like, for example, there is fire department. Who is in charge of fire department? Agnidev. There is wind department. Who is in charge of the wind department? Pavandev. There is water department. Who is in charge of the water department? Now, do you see? Agnidev, Pavandev, Varundev. Similarly, who is in charge of finance department? No, Lakshmidev. Kuber is not in charge. Kuber is a treasurer. Kuber is a treasurer. So, Lakshmi Devi. Who is in charge of the education department? Saraswati Devi. Then, who is Lord Shiva? Mahadev. Also another Dev, but Maha. He is a Mahadev. Or Devadi Dev. So, these are all Devas and Devis and so forth. But Krishna is to Bhagavan. So now you see the difference between Devi Devas and Krishna. Who is Bhagavan? Is Krishna in charge of only one universe? In the material nature, how many universes are there? Innumerable universes. Who is in charge of all those universes?
Krishna.
Is Krishna in charge of only the material department, material nature? No, Krishna is also in charge of the spiritual nature. So that is Krishna's identity. Parama Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha Parama Krishna. Parama Ishwara. Who is the Parama Ishwara? Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna. Supreme controller is Krishna. Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is the cause of even Indra, Chandra, Varun. He is the cause of even Brahma, Shiva. He is even the cause of Vishnu. He is the Supreme Personality. So that is the difference. Now, when you want to approach somebody, who do you want to approach? The highest or somebody in between?
Highest.
So who is the highest?
Krishna.
That's why you have to become a devotee. When you look for a job, don't you go for the best company? The biggest company, the most famous company? Because you want to be the servant of the best. Now, who is the real best?
Krishna.
Therefore, don't settle for anything less. Yes, your question? जो बोले हैं वो सही है
डायरेक्ट कोई आएगा I will not accept. You should come through our parsad. Parsad वायु देवा यज्ञ देवा भगवत देवा ये अग्नि देवा सूर्य देवा
बोला है मेरा पार्षद की माध्यम अग्निदेव पार्षद है वैसे बोला
ये भगवान के आशय आप कंटू नंबर 3 में और 11 अध्याय देखेंगे श्लोक उसमें क्लियर
क्या बोला
आपका ही भगवत गीता है ये अपने आपके
नहीं आप भगवत गीता समझे नहीं है भगवत गीता में भगवान बोला देव देवी का पूजा करने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है आप भगवत गीता कौन सी भगवत गीता पढ़ते हैं
आपके यहाँ से ही ली हुई हमने
आप बताइए कौन सी भगवत गीता आपकी पढ़े
आप
मैं आपको पूछ रहा हूँ कौन सी भगवत गीता आप पढ़े हैं प्रभुपाद का भगवत गीता पढ़े हैं अच्छा ठीक है मैं ला रहा हूँ आप दिखाइए इज इट हिंदी ओके ओके आप ढूंढिए और इस समय और कोई प्रश्न लेते Here's a nice question, very relevant question. He's saying in his, you call it base, huh?
Labor camp.
In the labor camp, when he cooks food, he wants to offer it to Krishna. And at that time, the Muslims also come and cook in the same fire. Then also when they are chanting and worshipping, they come. And according to him, I think, he says that it becomes contaminated. So what do you do? Okay, my answer will be, see, Krishna is Bhavagrahi. Krishna takes the devotion. Krishna is not saying, oh, you are not, what you did is not pure. Okay, Krishna is Bhavagrahi, Bhavagrahi Jagratan. Krishna is not Bhakti 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 এই যে তোমরা এত কষ্টের মধ্যে এত অসুবিধার মধ্যেও যে তোমরা কৃষ্ণ ভক্তের অনুশীলন করছো এটাই কৃষ্ণকে সন্তুষ্ট দ্যাট ইন স্পাইট অফ সো মেনি ডিফিকাল্টিজ দ্যাট দে আর পারসুইং দ্যার কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস দ্যাট ইজ গোইং টু বি কোন সা শ্লোক হ্যাঁ পরস্পরং ভাবয়ন্ত শ্রেয় পরম অবাপসত আচ্ছা ইসকা হিন্দি মে ইসকা অনুবাদ ক্যা হুয়া यज्ञ के द्वारा प्रसन्न होकर देवता तुम्हें भी प्रसन्न करेंगे और इस तरह मनुष्य तथा देवताओं के मध्य सहयोग से सेवों का संपन्नता प्राप्त होगी डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड सहयज्ञ प्रजा सृष्टा पूर्ववाच प्रजा इन द थर्ड चैप्टर कृष्ण इज स्पीकिंग अबाउट कर्मयोग He is saying that when Krishna created, that's the verse before that, Sahajagga Praja Srishta Puravacho Pajabati Anena Prashavishadham Esha Bo Astu Kamathu Asti Ishta Kamathu Srishti ke prarambha ke Srishti ke prarambha mein Samasta praniyo ke Swami Prajapati ne विष्णु के लिए यज्ञ सहित मनुष्य तथा देवता की संतुष्टियों को रचा और उनसे कहा तुम इस यज्ञ से सुखी रहो क्योंकि इसके करने से तुम्हें सुख पूर्वक रहने तथा मुक्ति प्राप्त करने के लिए समस्त वांछित वस्तुएं प्राप्त हो सकेंगी हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू रिमेंबर दिस वर्स सहज यज्ञ ओके So the point is, I'll just try to say it in English. At the time of creation, Prajapati instructed the living entities that perform the sacrifice for the pleasure of Vishnu. And he created both the demigods, devata, and human beings. And they instructed that by your mutual cooperation, that means you offer sacrifice to the devas, and the devas will provide what you need. Now remember, I gave you the example that this in the material nature, there are different departments. Now just consider, there is electric department in city of Abu Dhabi. There is an electric department. What the electric department is doing? They're supplying electricity, right?
Yes.
And what do you do at the end of the month?
Maybe.
You have to pay the bill. Now, if you don't pay the bill, then what will happen? Electricity will be cut. So this is the mutual reciprocation. Electric supply department is supplying you electricity. Similarly, water supply department is supplying you water. And at the end of the month, you have to pay the bill. So that is parasparam bhavayanto. By proper reciprocation with each other, ishta sha bo ishta kamadhu, your desires will be fulfilled. Ab samjhe?
Yes, correct, sir. We can't avoid that demigod.
If you want to if you want to worship demigod, you can do it.
No,
but don't come here. All right? Because demigods will be worshipped automatically, just as when you water the root of a tree, the whole tree gets watered. Ped ka jad mein pani dalne se jaise sare ped ka pani milta hai, waise hi Bhagwan ko seva karne se sare dev deviyon ke sare kuch prasann ho jate. Unse alag se puja karne ka koi zarurat nahi. आप अगर करना चाहते हैं कर सकते हैं, आप अगर पत्ते में पानी डालना चाहते हैं पानी डाल सकते हैं, उसमें कोई हर्जा नहीं है, डाल सकते हैं, बल्कि यहाँ का जो भावना है ये उससे कुछ अलग है.
एनीवे,
और कोई प्रश्न है किसी का? यस, हाउ टू
सेम क्वेश्चन.
You see, quality of chanting depends upon attention. You know, anything that you do, it is a matter of your attention. How attentively you are doing it. Like, just consider your studies. You are studying something. If your attention is not there, what will be the quality of that study? Right? So the first consideration is attention. Now, that attention is on what should be that attention? The attention should be in hearing. Right? Because holy name is the sound vibration. So how do you receive sound vibration? The sound vibration is received through hearing. Right? So that's why the main factor for quality chanting, good chanting, as you said, how to improve, I said by improving your attention. Attentive chanting in the first consideration. Yes, what's your question?
It's the same thing, Maharaj.
Okay.
How to improve the chanting.
Answers your question?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, thank you.
It's very difficult to skip the attention every time.
That is the challenge. So, I mean, ultimately that is, you see, a student may say, that is the problem. Right? I don't like to study. But the thing is that you have to study, whether you like it or not, to get the good result, you have to study. Similarly, since this is our business, say for example, when I go to school, what should be my objective? To study. So now that I'm going to school, let me study. Similarly, now that I have joined ISKCON and I have to chant the holy name, let me chant properly. Like for example, in that respect, a very nice thing to remember, Bhaktivinod Thakur is saying, forget the past that sleeps. Never future dream at all. Live with the time that are with thee. And progress thee shall come. See, usually our mind is flickering. Right? What does it mean? It is hovering everywhere, accepting the present. Right? Either it's dwelling in the past, remembering, oh, the past was so beautiful. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, forget the past that sleeps. The past will never come back. It's gone. No matter how much we dwell in it, it's not going to come back. Never future dream at all. Nor do you dream about your future. Because what's the use? Whatever will be, right? Whatever is bound, I mean, I cannot design my future. I may want that tomorrow will be in a certain way, but it comes in a completely different way. Therefore, what's the point in dreaming about the future? Not future dream at all, but live with the time that are with thee. Live with the time that is with you, and progress thee shall. So that means be here now. In the mid-60s, there was a popular expression, be here now. But I was, after I read Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that was a hippie mood, you know, like, be here now. Bhaktivinoda Thakur figured it out, you know. Like, be here now. Be with, that live with the time that are with thee and progress. Be with him present. So, you know, now you see what is actually the criteria for focusing, criteria for attention. Be here now. Whatever I'm doing now, let me just do it properly. If I'm chanting now, let me chant.
Can you play some Kirtan at the time of chanting or should not?
It's better to just hear your chanting. Exactly.
Not Kirtan anything.
No. Not Kirtan, no imagination, nothing. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Hear. Hear and chant. Just hearing. Hear the sound vibration. And that's how you receive the sound vibration. Very good question. That's the question, as he said also. That was his question also.
Maharaj, a continuation to it. Is it like, should we chant more quality rounds or more quantity? Because if you're focusing on quality, it could be that your quantity
goes
down.
Okay, what is more important, quality or quantity?
Quality.
Quality is more important. So have both. But first quality. First quality.
Because it said that when you chant more, then you get more taste and then your quality improves. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah. Therefore, you see, like, try to focus on the quality. Because the quality will, you know, inspire you to leap for quantity. Lead you to quantity. Because as you were saying, when you get the taste, then won't you want to do it more and more and more?
Yes.
You like to eat something. Say you have fever. You don't like to eat anything. Just you don't, even one bite appears to be so distasteful. Right? But then you get cured. And then your mother cooks something very delicious. What do you do? Does she have to coax you to eat? Rather, you go out of your way to get it out of the kitchen and eat it.
Right.
So that's what's going to happen in the holy name also. Tunde tandavani vitanute tundavani vattai. Rupa Goswami is saying, Tunde tandavani vitanute tundavani vattai. When I chant the holy name, I desire to have millions, many, many tongues. One tongue appears to be insufficient. Because the taste is so wonderful, I want to have many, many tongues. Karna krodo karam bini ghatayate karnar budhepaskriyam. I desire to have millions of years when the sound of the holy name enters through the mouth. So that's what's going to happen when you get the taste. This matter of the taste. Because can you imagine, nothing is more sweeter than the holy name. It's only because we are jaundiced, sweet appears to be bitter to us. There was some, yeah.
जैसे कि हम मानते हैं तुलसी को, तुलसी हमेशा कृष्ण का चरण में वास करता है, और जो मयूर का जो पंख है ना, वो शरीर, उसका शरीर का अवशेष है। फिर
मयूर का
जो पंख है ना, वो उसका शरीर का अवशेष है। लेकिन ऐसे कौन सा कारण है जो कि कृष्ण ने उसी अवशेष को अपने सर पर धारण किया?
वेरी गुड, आप समझे हैं ये प्रश्न? Okay. I'm thinking about English, English maybe. Okay, I'll just tell, answer, explain to you the question. Tulsi Devi always remains at Krishna's lotus feet. And the peacock feather, the feather is actually the west product of the body. Right? Just like we have hair. What is hair? Hair is the west product of the body. Nails, etc. So he's saying that although peacock feather is the west product of the body of a peacock, Krishna holds it on his head. Why? Because a peacock is a pure brahmachari. A peacock, for procreation, doesn't get involved in sex life. You know how a female peacock, how a peahen becomes impregnated? In ecstasy, when the peacock starts to shed tears, the peahen takes the tears, and that's how she becomes. So because a peacock is a brahmachari, and because Krishna is a brahmachari, ईश्वर अवतार नहीं होते, कौन बोलो?
ईश्वर बोलता है निराकार, कोई आकार धारण नहीं करते।
कौन
सुना?
भगवान एक है, ईश्वर। ईश्वर का मतलब है मालिक, और कृष्ण है परम ईश्वर। मालिक जो है, मालिक का आकार रहता है या निराकार होता है? घर का मालिक तुमको, तुम्हारा घर का मालिक कौन है? तुम हो, है ना? ये तुम्हारा शर्ट का मालिक कौन है? तुम्हारा आकार है? तो जो मालिक होता है उसको आकार है, वो जो निराकार जो बोलते हैं उसको सही ज्ञान नहीं है। शक्ति निराकार हो सकता है, बल्कि शक्तिमान साकार है। हाँ, ईश्वर भगवान एक है, उनका दूसरा नहीं। यद्यपि अवतार है, बल्कि उनमें कोई अंतर नहीं है। रामचंद्र और कृष्ण में अंतर है, नृसिंह देव कृष्ण में अंतर है, वामन देव कृष्ण में अंतर है। एक ही व्यक्ति का भिन्न रूप है। जैसे एक सूरज अपने आप को विस्तार करके बहुत सूरज बन सकता, अगर हुआ तो दो सूरज में अंतर होगा? एक, जैसे ब्रह्म संहिता में इसका वर्णन ऐसे हुआ है, एक दिया से दूसरा दिया जलाया गया। दिया जब जलती है तो उसमें ताप और ज्योति में अंतर होता है? नहीं, बल्कि पहला दिया दूसरे दिया को जलाया। और तुम्हारा जो प्रश्न था कि मुसलमानों ने बोलते हैं कि अल्लाह एक है, और हम भी बोलते हैं कृष्ण एक है, परमेश्वर भगवान एक है, इसका मतलब क्या हुआ? ईश्वर और अल्लाह में कोई भेद नहीं है। ईश्वर अल्लाह तेरे नाम
है ना, सन्मति दे भगवान,
सबको सन्मति दे भगवान। सवाल है सम्मति का, मुश्किल हो रहा है दुर्मति के लिए। ओके, Out of four yugas, Kali Yuga is most degrading. So the Lord is very merciful that he could have got rid of Kali Yuga. Or why didn't he get rid of Kali Yuga? Yeah, Kali Yuga is most degraded, but Kali Yuga has one great advantage. Kale doshe nidhe rajan, asti hi eka mahanguna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajet. Bangla mein to pehle na, first I'll say it in English and then I'll say it in Bengali. So Kali Yuga is, in one hand, is the most degraded of all ages, but Kali Yuga has a great advantage. Just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can achieve the ultimate spiritual objective. Kali Yuga doshen nidhi. Bujhte parle tumi jeta bol abar sheshay Kali Yuga er ekta mohan gun ache, ei gun ta hocche je bhagobaner naam kirtan korar phole ei bhagobandhan theke mukto hoye jete pare. Ekdik diye gun dosh ache, kintu ei gun ta mosto boro gun noy ki, সেই জন্য ভগবান কলিযুগটাকে রেখে দিয়েছেন। শুধু ভগবান নয়, পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ কলিকে মারতে যাচ্ছিল। কলিকে যখন দেখলো পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ যে কলি গাভীকে নির্যাতন করছে, বৃষকে নির্যাতন করছে, বৃষর ধর্মরূপ যে বৃষ তার তিনটে পা ভেঙে গেছে, ভেঙে দিয়েছিল, তখন পরীক্ষিত মহারাজ কলিকে হত্যা করতে উদ্যত। কিন্তু যখন তিনি দেখলেন যে কলির এই একটা গুণ আছে, তাই তিনি কলিকে বুঝে গেল। তো তুমি কি করছো? কলির যুগে দোষটা নেবে না গুণটা নেবে? Now the question is whether we'll take an advantage of the disadvantage of the age of Kali or the benefit of the age of Kali. The okay, তোমার गुड क्वेश्चन। ऐसे स्वाभाविक रूप से ये होता है, सत्य के बाद द्वापर आता है, द्वापर सत्य, द्वापर त्रेता और कलि। बल्कि जब वैवस्वत मन्वंतर में, सप्तम मन्वंतर में 28वां चतुर्युग जो है, जब भगवान स्वयं आते हैं, तो इस समय द्वापर और त्रेता का बदल जाता है, पोजीशन चेंज हो जाता है। क्यों? क्योंकि भगवान को लीला विलास करने के पश्चात भगवान चैतन्य महाप्रभु के रूप में आकर ये ब्रज लीला को जो महिमा प्रकाश करेंगे, इसलिए द्वापर के, त्रेता के बाद द्वापर का आना पड़ा। ताकि कली युग में चैतन्य महाप्रभु आकर भगवान जो द्वापर युग में ब्रज लीला विलास करेंगे उसको महिमा प्रकाश कर सकें। ठीक है, ओके, आई विल टेक द लास्ट क्वेश्चन। इट्स ऑलमोस्ट 9:30। চিন্তাগুলো দূর করে দাও। He is saying that when I chant, all kinds of thoughts come to my mind. It's your mind, you deal with it. মনে চিন্তা আসছে, চিন্তা না থাকা উচিত? হ্যাঁ, তুমি বলো এই চিন্তাগুলো থাকা উচিত? তাহলে তোমার এটা কি করতে হবে? তোমাকে করতে হবে, তাই না? চিন্তাগুলোকে দূর করতে হবে। আমি তোমার চিন্তা দূর করতে পারবো, ঠিক আছে? চিন্তাগুলো থাকা উচিত, তাহলে কি করা উচিত? মালা জপের সঙ্গে চিন্তাগুলো আসতে দিই। শুধু এটা আমি আগেও বলেছি ইংরেজিতে, যখন জপ করবে তখন কেবল ওই শব্দটাকে শুনবে, হরিনামটা শুনবে, নাম শ্রবণ, শ্রবণম কীর্তনম শ্রবণম। ওকে, হরে কৃষ্ণ। ওকে ওকে, সো অ্যাকচুয়ালি আই আনসার দ্য কোয়েশ্চেন অলরেডি বিফোর ইন ইংলিশ। হি ইজ আস্কিং when I said that when I chant all kinds of thoughts come to my mind, what to do? So I was saying that what you have to do is, I asked him, is it good to have these thoughts? So he said no. So I said, then you don't think, don't allow these thoughts to come to your mind. It is you who will have to control your mind. And how to control the mind? By chanting. Just focus your attention, all your attention. The question that you asked, focus all your attention, all your concentration into the chanting of the holy name. Okay, we can have a little kirtan, maybe?
Yes.
So, wasn't it good to have this question answer session?
Yes.
Instead of just a lecture. Because when I speak, I feel good. I don't know how you all feel. When I speak, I hear. I don't know how you, whether you, how much you hear. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutaya Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami
Krishna Chaitanya Thank you.
a few words about the Krishna rejecting demigod worship. Krishna dev deviyon ka puja karne ka jo zarurat nahi hai, ye Krishna kaise dikhaye the? Nand Maharaj ek baar Indra puja ka ayojan kiye the. To Krishna ki umar us samay 7 saal ka tha, bachcha. तो नंद महान ये सारे लोगों को इतने व्यस्त देखकर कृष्ण ने सोचा क्या हो रहा है. हमने पिता को पूछा, पिताजी क्या हो रहा है? ये नंद महाराज सोचे सारे इतने सारे काम है, ये बच्चा अगर प्रश्न करना शुरू कर दे तो एक के बाद हजारों प्रश्न लाएगा. तो नंद महाराज पहले उसको इनकार कर दिया, कृष्ण कुछ नहीं बताया. तब कृष्ण ने फिर से पूछा, पिताजी बताओ. नंद महाराज बोले, कृष्ण मैं खुद व्यस्त हूँ, अब नहीं. तब कृष्ण ने बोला, ठीक है, देखो देखिए पिताजी, आप अगर हमको नहीं समझाएंगे तो मैं मूर्ख रह जाऊंगा, तो लोग बोलेंगे आपका बच्चा मूर्ख है. तब बताइए क्या हो रहा है. तब नंद महाराज ने बोला कि हम सब इंद्र पूजा कर रहे हैं, ये इंद्र पूजा का आयोजन हो रहा है. तो कृष्ण बोले, इंद्र पूजा आप क्यों कर रहे हैं? नंद महाराज बोला, अब शुरू हुआ. तो बताया, फिर से जब पूछा तो बताया, हम लोग इंद्र पूजा करते हैं क्योंकि इंद्र बारिश देते हैं. हम सब खेती बाड़ी करने वाले हैं, गाय रक्षा करने हैं, गो रक्षा करते हैं, इसलिए पानी का बहुत जरूरत है हमारे लिए. तो ये इंद्र पानी देते हैं, तो इसलिए हमको इंद्र पूजा करते हैं. कृष्ण ने पूछा, ये जो पूजा आप करते हैं ये क्या वैदिक है या लौकिक है? मतलब ऐसे कर रहे हैं, बल्कि उसका कोई वेद का कोई ऐसे निर्देश नहीं है. नंद महाराज सोच में पड़ गए. उनको पता नहीं, याद नहीं आया कि वेद में कहां इसका वर्णन हुआ है. तो बोला, ये लौकिक है, हमारे पूर्वज के सब करते हैं, इसलिए हमारे पूर्वज और एंसेस्टर्स डन इट, दैट्स व्हाई वी वर्शिप. तब कृष्ण बोला, क्या कृष्ण और इंद्र को पूजा करने से ही हमको बारिश मिलता है? नंद महाराज बोला, हाँ, इंद्र बारिश का देवता है. तो कृष्ण पूछा, सागर के बीच ना तो कोई इंद्र को पूजा करता है, ना तो सागर के बीच में पानी का जरूरत होता है, तो फिर भी वहां बारिश क्यों होता है? नंद महाराज सोच में पड़ गए. तब नंद महाराज ने, तब कृष्ण ने बताया, देखिए पिताजी, इंद्र को पूजा करने की कोई जरूरत नहीं है. हम लोग गाय रखते, गो रक्षा करते हैं, गाय गाय ही हमारा जीवन, और गाय को रक्षा करना ही हमारा उद्देश्य है. तो गो रक्षा सही रूप से होता है गोवर्धन के कारण. नाम से ही देखो पता चलता है, गोवर्धन, गाय को वृद्धि होता है. और गोवर्धन के वहां जो घास होता है, घास और गोवर्धन का जो ये है, फाउंटेन्स है, स्रोत है पानी का, वो पानी पीकर हमारी गाय वृद्धि होता है. तो चलिए हम गोवर्धन पूजा करें. तो इसके कारण कृष्ण नंद महाराज भी, कृष्ण जो बोलता था नंद महाराज मान लेते थे. तो नंद महाराज बोला, ठीक है, चलो कृष्ण जब बोल रहा है गोवर्धन पूजा करना, चलो हम सब गोवर्धन पूजा करते. तो उस समय क्या हुआ इसके बाद आपको तो सबको पता है ना, बोलने का जरूरत है. ठीक है, तो सब इन इंद्र पूजा का जो सामान था, सारे सरंजाम था, सब लेकर गोवर्धन को पूजा किया। तो और इंद्र अपना पूजा के लिए तैयार हो रहा बल्कि देखा पूजा नहीं हो रहा है तो सोच में पड़ गया क्या हो रहा है। तो देखा ऊपर से वो जितने सारे इंद्र पूजा के लिए जितने सारे आयोजन हुआ था, सारे आयोजन के द्वारा अब गोवर्धन पूजा हो रहा है। तो ये देखकर इंद्र को बहुत गुस्सा आया, बोला ये एक बच्चे के जवान सुनकर ये सब ब्रजवासी ने ऐसा काम किया है तो उसको सही शिक्षा मिलना चाहिए। तो इंद्र ने संवर्तक मेघ को बुलाया जो प्रलयंकारी, जब बारिश प्रलय के समय जो बारिश लाता है वो, उसको बुलाया, साथ में झंझा और बिजली सबको भेजा, जाओ वृंदावन का ध्वंस कर। तो उस सब देखा कि ये मेघ बादल एकदम आकाश में भर गया और तेज से उसके साथ हवा तेज में बह रहे हैं, सारे बिजली चमकती है और वज्रपात हो रहा है। देखकर ब्रजवासी ने सब बहुत बहुत डर गए और सोचा भी देखो ये कृष्णा ये किया है, इंद्र तो बहुत गुस्सा हो गया है, क्या करेंगे। तो सब जाके कृष्ण के पास ही जाकर बोला, कृष्ण देखो ऐसा हाल हुआ, क्या करेंगे, हमको रक्षा करो। तब कृष्ण ने क्या किया आप सबको तो पता है, गोवर्धन पर्वत उठाकर एक छाता की तरह ब्रजवासियों की रक्षा किया। 7 दिन ऐसे कृष्ण ने पर गोवर्धन पर्वत धारण किया। इसलिए कृष्ण के एक नाम क्या है, गिरधारी, गिरधारी, गिरधारी गोपाल। तो इंद्र तब बिजली को भेजा, जाओ जाके देखो ब्रज का हाल कैसा है। बिजली वापस गया, छट से आकर देखकर ही वापस गया, वो बताया ब्रजवासी सारे, केवल ब्रजवासी नहीं सारे जानवर जो था ये था गाय था सब ध्वंस हो गया, एक भी कोई नहीं है। इंद्र ने बहुत प्रसन्न हुआ, बोले जीते रहो बेटा। तेरा मुंह में घुस घी सकते। इसके बाद हवा ने जाके इंद्र को बताया, नहीं नहीं ये गलत बोला, आपके लिए जितने सारे आयोजन किया था पूजा के लिए वो सारे खाकर गोवर्धन का इतना शक्ति हो क्यों आकाश पर उड़ गया है। ब्रजवासियों ने सब बाहर के पर गोवर्धन पर्वत के नीचे जाकर वो सब अपने गोवर्धन के द्वारा रक्षा हो रहे हैं। तो तब इंद्र ने बजरों को भेजा, ठीक है ये पर्वत को तो खत्म कर दो। इंद्र ने सोचा पहले तो एक पर्वत था जो उड़ता था, उसका नाम था मैनक, मैनक का वो पंख था और he had wings and Mainak used to fly. But I cut the wings of Mainak and since then Mainak can fly. Is it that Mainak has grown his wings again and started to fly? So Krishna said, okay, with thunder I cut the wings of Mainak. So now let me destroy this Govardhan. And incessantly he was sending the thunder. Thunder can actually break the mountains, but nothing happened to Govardhan. Why? Because Krishna was already there. Then at the end, you know what happened? After 7 days, when Indra saw that nothing is happening, he became afraid. What happened? 7 days, incessantly I am sending the thunder. the Sambhata cloud that actually destroys the whole universe. Nothing is happening. So then he went to his guru, Brihaspati, and said, this is what happened. Brihaspati said, look, you made a big blunder. You don't know who this Krishna is. This Krishna is Narayan himself, your Lord and Master. And Indra started to shake. Oh, I offended my Lord and Master Narayan. So what to do? So then, Brihaspati said, look, Krishna is very angry, no doubt. But Krishna is very fond of cows. So you go to Surabhi. And you ask Surabhi to go to Krishna and bathe Krishna with her milk. And you go hiding behind Surabhi. And then when you see that Krishna has been pacified, then you come up and start to offer your repentance to him, for offer your prayers to him, repenting. So that's what Indra did. And that's how Indra was forgiven. The same thing with Brahma. Brahma stole the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys, you know that. And then what happened? When he realized that this five-year-old boy, is actually the Supreme Personality of God, his master. Then what did Brahma do? Came and begged forgiveness. Now let us see what happened to Lord Shiva. When Banasura captured Aniruddha, he found Aniruddha was with his daughter in the inner chamber of the palace, where no male person could enter in that region. Aniruddha is spending his time with his daughter, Usha, Banasura's daughter. So Banasura attacked Aniruddha. He sent his force to arrest Aniruddha. Aniruddha defeated his soldiers. Then finally, Vanasura with Nagpash, he captured. The news reached, Narad Muni went and reported to Krishna that Aniruddha has been captured by, imprisoned by Vanasura. So then Krishna and Balaram came with the force and attacked Vanasura. Banasura had the benediction from Lord Shiva that he would give him protection. So Lord Shiva used to protect him. So then Krishna did not kill Banasura. So Shiva started to fight. And eventually Banasura was defeated in spite of Shiva's help, along with Kartikeya and all the demigods fighting. Then Lord Shiva came back to his senses. He said, please forgive me. And he repented. My Lord, why do you give me this Ishwar bhav that I am the controller? I am the... So please always allow me to remember that you are my Lord. So in this way, not only in Bhagavad Gita, but through Krishna's pastimes, we are seeing that Krishna is reminding us that there is no need to worship the demigods. At the same time, we should not be disrespectful to them. Because a Vaishnava is respectful towards everybody. Amanina, Manadina. So what to speak of all these powerful demigods? But the thing is, just as if you know the chairman of the company, do you go to the manager? If you know the chairman of the company, the head of the company, then what do? If you need something from the company, or you go to the chairman. But at the same time, you show respect for the other employees also. You may know the chairman of the bank, but when you go to collect money, you go to the teller. And so this is how you show the respect. Respect of the universal affair, the arrangements that the Lord has made. So I just thought of clarifying this point because that needed some proper clarification. Of course, devotees know all that, that there is no need. Janti deva vrata devan pitrin janti pitrin bhutani janti bhuteja janti majjaji. And you said one verse, I just repeat that verse again. Kama istaistai ritat jnana prapadante anyadevata. Tang tang niyamavasthaya prakritya
niyatasthaya.
But again he says, epi anyadevata bhakta yanti sadhyam. Shraddha. Tepi mameva kontya jajanti abhidhipurvakam. Abhidhipurvakam. Those who are worshipping the demigods, Shraddhayannita, they do fulfill their thing, it's fine. But actually, through this worship of the demigods, they are worshipping me only. But they are doing it indirectly. Abhidhipurvaka, inappropriately. So that's why Krishna consciousness gives the perfect answer. Okay, so thank you all very much. I had a very nice time with you all. And it's a pity that I came in for such a short visit. And it's due to Shivananda Prabhu's mercy that I'm here today. And I'm happy that I came on a Friday, which is a holiday. That is also Shivananda Prabhu's mercy.